At least two people have been killed in the latest U.S. drone attack in Yemen. The airstrike targeted a vehicle carrying two victims in the southern Shabwa province. U.S. assassination drones have claimed at least 37 lives in Yemen over the past 2 weeks. The British Parliament is to investigate Prince Charles's controversial veto power over any laws that affect his private interests. The move follows a 2011 investigation that revealed how ministers were forced to seek permission from the prince to pass at least a dozen government bills. Charles has held 36 private meetings with ministers since 2010. Israel approves the construction of over 940 illegal settler units in the occupied East Jerusalem Al-Quds. The decision has been made on the eve of talks with the Palestinian Authority. Tel Aviv approved another 1,200 units on Sunday. Palestinian negotiators believe the Israeli move is aimed at further disrupting talks. Iran's parliament has begun the second day of a heated debate over President Hassan Rouhani's proposed cabinet ministers. Discussions over the new cabinet lineup may last for several days. President Rouhani presented the list of his cabinet members to parliament during his swearing-in ceremony last Sunday. Bahrain's prime minister has warned that his government will give a heavy-handed response to upcoming opposition protests. Sheikh Khalifa bin Salman Al Khalifa says police forces will, quote, forcefully confront protests. Huge rallies are planned for Wednesday to renew calls for democratic reforms in the tiny Persian Gulf kingdom. Tunisian authorities are calling for the extradition of former ruler Zain al-Abidin Ben Ali. They say Ben Ali's presence outside Tunisia is making it hard for authorities to return the huge sum of money he embezzled during his rule. Ben Ali fled to Saudi Arabia after he was toppled in 2011. The German intelligence agency has acknowledged that it has passed on its phone information to the U.S. National Security Agency. However, it denies reports citing documents leaked by whistleblower Edward Snowden, claiming that the data were used in U.S. and U.K. drone attacks in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Thousands of Britons protest at 50 train stations across the country against the rapid rise of rail fares. Analysts are predicting a rise of up to 9% in fares next year. Campaigners argue that this hike is well above the average wage increase of 2.4% planned for 2014.